This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, when 10 states hold Democratic presidential contests. Wins for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry could mean a lock on the Democratic nomination. North Carolina Senator John Edwards could be forced to bow out if he doesn't score multiple victories to keep his candidacy alive until next week. That's when four southern states vote. Edwards and Kerry have rallies today in Ohio and Georgia. Kerry also has one in Maryland. In a moment, a report on the Edwards campaign, but first, Senator Kerry says he's taking nothing for granted. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the Democratic frontrunner.
At a town hall meeting in Buffalo last night, John Kerry told supporters to keep working, keep organizing, and keep going door to door. The Buffalo Forum was largely devoted to economic issues, but it was also the occasion of a personal reunion. Kerry introduced an old crewmate from his Navy days in Vietnam.
Today I got to see him for the first time in 35 years. He lives up in Niagara, and he's one of your own. He worked at GM for 30 years. He's got a family here, lives in the area. And I want you all to say hello to the guy who was on one of my boats with me over there, Steve Hatch. Stand up, man. Thank you.
Hatch got a standing ovation from the crowd as he told his former lieutenant, "Thanks for bringing me home." The reunion moved another Vietnam veteran in the audience, Tom Schott. Schott, who's now a heavy equipment operator in Buffalo, also liked what Kerry had to say about creating more jobs in upstate New York.
I didn't know much about him, so I figured it was my duty to at least check it out to see who I'd be voting for. And before I came in here today, I wasn't sure who I was going to vote for. Now I'll vote for him. It seems like he was concerned what people were asking, and it seemed like he knows what he's talking about.
Kerry's ability to listen to people may be critical, especially for a candidate who's sometimes described as distant or aloof. Kerry was asked a couple of times over the weekend about his style and likability, or as Dan Rather put it yesterday in a candidate's debate, whether he has enough Elvis in him to beat George Bush. Kerry insists he does.
Give me a living room, give me a barn, give me a VFW hall, give me a one-on-one, and I think I can talk to anybody in this country.
Senator Edwards, what do you think
of
that?
And that is precisely what I'm doing today and precisely what I'm going to do.
Kerry said if he's elected, he hopes to keep holding town hall meetings so he can keep talking to ordinary citizens and keep listening. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Baltimore.
This is Adam Hochberg in New York City. For John Edwards' campaign, time is growing short while the odds of winning the nomination remain long. In each of the major states voting tomorrow, polls show Edwards trailing John Kerry. The North Carolina senator is hoping for a late surge in places like New York and Georgia, and he pleaded for votes yesterday at a Brooklyn rally.
I need you to go to the polls Tuesday, get your friends and neighbors to the polls, reach out, get on the telephone. In fact, I wish we could leave and go right now. That's what I wish.
Of the 20 states that have voted so far, Edwards has finished first in just one, his native South Carolina. But he's hoping the dynamics of the race have changed. Now that Howard Dean and Wesley Clark have dropped out, Edwards portrays himself as Kerry's lone alternative. In yesterday's debate, sponsored by CBS News, WCBS-TV, and the New York Times, Edwards tried to paint Kerry as a government insider.
The fundamental issue in this election is whether the people of this country believe that we're going to get change that originates in Washington or change that has to come from out here in the real world. And there is, in fact, a significant difference between us on our records.
While Edwards sharpened his attack on Kerry this weekend, he went out of his way to praise Howard Dean, whom he called a terrific friend and great leader. The senator is trying to win over former Dean supporters and has held conference calls with them in several states. Eric Schmeltzer, who helped run Dean's New York campaign, is among those Edwards converted.
Senator Edwards articulates in his campaign, and has been doing it for a long time, the same values that Governor Dean talked about giving the little guy a voice in Washington again. So if we want to have a voice in this process, John Edwards is the only candidate left in this race who will do that for us.
Edwards says even if he doesn't win any states tomorrow, he plans to stay in the race. He held two fundraisers last night to help pay for his ongoing campaign, and says Democratic voters deserve a choice. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, New York.